The Boy on the Moor by Annette von Droste-Hulshoff. How dreadful it is to go over the moor when it is teeming with will-o'-the-wisps, and the mists are whirling like phantoms as brambles are hooking on bushes. A pool springs up below each of his steps when from the cleft it hisses and sings. How dreadful it is to go over the moor when the reed beds are rustling in the wind. The child, all a tremble, holds fast to his books and runs as if he were hunted. Hollowly whistles the wind o'er the plain. What's rustling there in the bushes? The ghostly ditch digger it is who steals the best peat from the master. Hoo, hoo. It sounds like a cow that is mad as the boy ducks low in his fear. From the bank, the stumps stare forth. The pines are eerily nodding. The boy runs on, pricking his ears through gigantic grasses like spears, and how it crumbles and crushes in there. That is the unfortunate spinner. That is Leonore, who is spinning enchanted, winding her distaff in the reeds. Onwards, onwards, but always at speed, onwards, as if it wanted to catch him. By his feet it's swirling and seething, it's whistling under his soles like a tune set to haunt him. That is the treacherous violinist. That is the thieving fiddler, Knauf, who stole the marriage farthing. The moor is breaking asunder. A sigh rises up from the cavernous gap. Woe! Woe! It is damned Margaret who calls. Ho! Ho! My poor little soul! The boy leaps on like a wounded deer. Were protecting angels not near him? His whitened bones would later be found by a digger in a dried-up peat ditch. Gradually, the ground becomes firmer. And there, next to the meadow, the lamp flickers so homely. The boy stands at the border. Deeply he breathes, and back to the moor casts yet another horror-struck look. Yes, in the reeds, it was a terror. How dreadful it was on the heath.